Are we recording this shit? Because I'm about to start.
Are we starting? All right.
Bring your drink.
So look, we already gonna have to. I already got to make some type of comments because somebody flaked out. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Hey, this is Tough Talk Radio. You know what I mean? We gonna keep it 100. You know, you always say we're gonna keep it 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say you keep it 100?
We gotta keep it 100.
All right. So then, somebody got away from getting in trouble tonight.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What you mean? What you mean somebody
ran away from some shit?
Listen, man. What? Listen. This is Lovers and Friends, man. This
I know, that's why I'm friends. Singing. You know what I'm saying?
That's not okay.
So we all, we all friends in here, man. Oh, we all friends in here.
Hey, look. How today's show is going to go, man, it's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? So we ready?
We ready.
All right. So first things first, will we say anything else?
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
We are not here to offend anybody. Everybody has a right. We respect everybody.
Everybody should be treated with respect.
Ooh, facts. I mean,
there's a lot of, you know, judgment and throwing, you know, stones at people for just saying what it is. You know what I mean?
But I do have an opinion as far
and you should be entitled to your opinion.
That's an opinion.
And you should be entitled to your opinion, just like everyone is entitled to their opinion. You shouldn't be canceled or ostracized or anything like that. It don't make you phobic or anything like that for you to have an opinion.
I feel that 100%. So don't get in your feelings because shit's going to go sideways real quick.
All right, so we're going to start the podcast off.
I'm going to tell you this, right?
Five.
Sit back.
Four.
Nurse your drink.
Three.
While we're talking,
two,
okay?
One.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready? Let's get ready to rumble!
I was a fiend before I became a teen.
Like, a lot of these rappers, you know, that shit is a persona.
I got a personal issue with Chris Rock with his little cannoli. Because what I'm saying isn't true. How do I know that he ain't such nice?
On that social media, you have to be letting people know where you are, what you're doing, what you gonna be doing. So that's not street etiquette.
The mic, porn star image that you see, that Jimbo-like image that you see on Fox News, that's your man Roger Ailes.
Know what I mean? I was a fiend before I became a teen.
You know, and we ain't even get to our guests right now. That, you know what I mean?
What?
They on some bullshit.
Hey.
This is Tough Talk Radio with your host.
Oh!
Mr. Preston and Rich Martini.
I do talk tough and I do tough things.
Welcome, welcome. This is Tough Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Rich Martini.
Shaking. Not stirred.
And alongside Mr. Who?
Mr. Preston, the one and only.
Show me the money.
This is Tough Talk Radio, live for the first time. And we got a special group today, man. We got some veterans in the game.
Okay.
And then you got those ones that just choose not to play the game and do some other shit.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Right.
They just a whole different character. You know,
that's
what I mean?
You though. That's you.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Look, I'm. Just,
come on, man.
Leave me out of that.
Okay, got you.
Sorry, bro.
We'll get into that in a second. Pause. You know what I mean? But anyhow, the whole show is again lovers and friends. We're gonna talk about some relationships, some stuff that's worked for them, stuff that hasn't. We have a group that's been married a long time, so I got some interesting questions when it comes to the sex.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? Like. You already know. If you're in a relationship, you already know.
I digress.
You know what I mean? So,
but we also got some newlyweds.
We got some
right?
newlyweds.
We got some singles, right?
You know,
we got some divorce, and we also got some newly married, right? And we got some long-time relationships, right? I'm also a newlywed myself, right?
You a fool.
Okay.
You a
yes.
fool. You know what I mean?
He calls me a fool.
I'm just saying, I didn't say that out loud.
Okay, all right. He said it loud as shit, though.
I didn't say that shit.
Yeah, okay.
So anyhow, like I said, so we got a special group today. It's lovers and friends, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys find a little humor in it, but take some out of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we're going to start off with our first guest. You know what I mean? They've been married now for how long?
17?
Too long. But you know what I'm saying?
Like,
too long.
17 years?
Yep. 17 know, years. Next month.
17
March,
years.
March 8th.
Hey, clap it up for 17 years, Black Love. Come on now. Like 17 years.
You wake up looking at that shit every morning?
Damn. Hey, man. I get up in the morning. I'm fly in the morning, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Right. After I wipe the crust out of my eye, you know, of course.
You're lying.
All right.
So then we also got the newlyweds.
The newlyweds. Introduce yourselves, newlyweds. Grab a mic, introduce yourself.
Wait, before you do that, you know what I'm saying? Pause. Y'all say your names? I didn't catch that. I was talking shit.
Rec.
And DJ Rec, the world famous DJ Rec, and...
The Mrs. Crystal.
Okay, let's go.
The Mrs., she's letting you know. Was 17 years, fuck that.
Ooh, 17 years.
You see what you gotta look forward to?
17 years, hey. Wait, we on our way. We got four in right now, but yeah. I'm Keith.
I'm Sasha.
Oh, so you done passed the storm.
Hey, yo, what the fuck? The
honeymoon is the first year. Second year is the fuck. What did I do? You know what I mean?
This nigga's talking crazy.
Oh, yeah. Now we just finishing the call. We're gonna keep it going this way.
Right.
But we passed that second part.
Yeah, he's passed that one. Yeah,
right.
Feel that.
Yeah.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations, you guys, for the 4 years.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we got the fun bunch. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Calm down. I'm Candace, and my dude's in prison right now, but hey. I don't say too much.
What? Wait a minute, what's that?
Oh, you don't want to say too much?
Okay.
Oh,
freedom.
Look, man.
Daddy about to hit the block in April.
Man,
stop playing with me.
Now they don't stop me and I get locked up.
Okay,
you get
like
down like how many days? You get down like 10 days and she's playing hella smart. She's playing hella smart. Look. If you listen to the first show with her, you would know
he
she
knows where he is. He says, wow.
You know what I mean?
Did I lie the hair?
Yeah. And then she now we have.
I don't know. What do you want me to be tonight?
So what? We have our
hey, I love it.
We have the relationship guru.
Okay.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah. The good and the bad.
Yeah, that's
you
me.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that okay, motherfucker so, took my money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've paid spousal support.
Hey.
That dude is lucky as hell.
She got money.
I've ordered people to pay what spousal do I sign support. Up? I'm a former family court judge. So,
that's what I'm saying. See?
Y'all don't get into the Tough Talk Radio.
We
be having judges and shit.
She was like, oh, what?
But I digress. Go ahead.
Everybody's attitude changed off that one. You know?
Okay.
So I've paid spousal support. I've ordered people to pay spousal support. I've been married, I've divorced, and I finally found Mr. Right after 50.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
We're newlyweds.
Newlyweds.
Yeah. So I'm Dan.
His name has a wonderful name. Go ahead.
you like it because you like to say your own name, Richard.
Hey, okay. You already know.
Richard.
Say, hey, put some respect on my name. You know what I mean? So anyhow, so we have a fun bunch. And then,
hey,
you volunteered yourself for this one.
Hey, what's up?
So we
handed me the mic. I'm going to take it.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
So we have the wonderful Miss Gabby.
Hey.
Vargas.
That's me.
Make jokes, make laughs.
Gabby
makes jokes. You know
follow me on IG.
Follow her on IG.
Okay,
she's one of our comedians for tonight. We also have P-Man that's going to be up. You know what I'm saying? So,
amazing.
And then you also, you know what I'm saying? She introduced her. How'd you introduce your man?
My boyfriend, Adam.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Look, she was letting it know right away. You don't got a chance, motherfucker. This is my boyfriend right here, you know? So that's what's up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So how long you guys been together?
Nine.
Nine?
We've been together 9 years.
Shit, see, he lost track.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Nine years.
I mean, after five, it's kind of like.
You're going to be the group that breaks up tonight. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Hey, this is tough. Hey,
wait.
I don't give a fuck. This is tough talk radio.
Hold on.
We're going to say some real shit.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
We're going to fight tonight.
Wait a minute. Since we're starting there, right? 9 years, man. 9 years, and you ain't put a ring on it. Why?
You feel me? Damn. We going deep. Pause on this motherfucker right here. You know what I'm saying? What was your name?
Damn, Robert? Did I say that out loud?
You say that out loud.
Oh. I mean.
So now you're up there. Now what? So, 9 years.
In the room.
It's in the making, but you know, things happen.
Shit. See, then we done fucked it up, man.
You done fucked it up.
Cause now he had to tell her like he was thinking about it. You know what I mean? What if she wanted to be surprised? That's your fault.
Motherfucker. Okay.
That's your fault.
Come on, my bitch.
Boom. Bing
bong. Boom.
Bing bong.
So anyhow, so 9 years. That's wonderful. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
That's what's up.
And that's gotta be hard, you know, not being in married or whatever. How does that feel?
Pause.
You know what I mean? Feels like we're married now.
Feels like you're married?
Yeah. So what's, damn, you know, he said.
Hey. But, I mean, what's the paperwork, right? It's just a piece of paper, right?
You know, when you're in love and you're having fun, time is nothing, man. So.
Yeah, there you go. Shit.
When you know this is the one you want to spend your life with, why you gotta lock it down so quick, right?
Period, point blank.
I feel that.
Somebody's doing something right.
Smooth operator, man.
Damn.
Smooth operator.
I feel that.
He had that in his
pocket.
I feel that. All I'm saying is, sometimes, man, if you're not going, you know what I'm saying, if you're not going to take a shit, man, you got to get off the pot, man. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
The crazy thing is, we both take shits together. So.
You just put yourself in a nasty box.
Oh, good lord. What the fuck?
The toilets face each other. It's weird.
You said this laughing.
This is Tough Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to ride? In the backseat of a Cadillac, chop it up, or do or die. Do you wanna ride in the backseat of a Cadillac, chop it up, or do or it die?
7LLPM, flying love to them hoes in the PM, sipping Seagram, chewing on the weed stem, touching on my faux fam, moving to the back so I can see who beeping this pole pimp, free to the phone with a slow limp, in the trip down, shit it with 3127621, three line connection, us some rest that wanted affection, let's bring the weed, we got the drink she need, and plus we strapped with two protections, I put the phone in the hook, then I pause for a minute, cause I forgot where I'm at the hoe, and the fact that I forgot me, my hoes wanna snap, I straight up check the hoe, really dope to the crib, we know. The rise of point can spot the live hoes 3 miles per hour. Like we running up on some bravos. Never to deny though, these bitches look fly low. Introduce myself. A to the motherfucker came in to recognize, better loose myself, juice myself. As you take one poor love, pass it to the left and Self send the niggas, I take two pool, cause they thinking about self and P-I-M-P, ology. But logically, be learning these hoes biology and obviously, well. Ain't this some shit? Pull up in the C-A-D-I-double-L, bumpin' A-C, A-C hoes, they peep those, P-I-M-P, and they think that automatically, cause he's a pimp, he gotta be, full of that, M-O-N-E, but why? Cause nigga be sportin' nice cars and fancy clothes, fresh Georgia Bowl, flexin' 150, chop up that paper hoe, chop up that paper hoe, watch where your lips go, caress my tips slow, to the tempo, it's detrimental. Real simple when you're fucking with a pimp though. Gator Bob in the back seat, that's how be in the cab with your best with your young lad. Smoking on that finest grab, never miss what you never had. At last, P-I-M-P, ology, but logically, be learning these hoes biology, and I'ma sleep well. We're gonna ride in the back seat of a cottage, chop it up, do or die. Shit. And they collecting no dope and tips, but I be spitting more game than a mouth full of poker chips to get them hoes with the open lips and the provoking hips. I never gotta tell them any lies. Have them looking in the city skies. Get up in the kiddie's thighs, cause I'm blessed with a look of innocence. Good sex, peanut butter complex, that's a pretty eye. Pity cries on my strategy side. Yo, one out of me gotta be right, that'll be the fly to me right. But if the head, the bomb, come on, suck a nigga dick. Members of my clique, wanna see what that'll be like. I know you wanna try that, to the rhythm of a hi-hat. Don't be bogus and deny that. I done got a hold of that my fellas wanna train while she lie back. Now motherfucker, can you buy that? Where your ride at? On the passenger side of yo ho, trying to come up on another G. The all up under me, trying to smother me, looking lovely while I roll another beat. Suddenly, she learned that I don't deal with emotions. But when we in the room, she rubbing me with lotion. Coming like an ocean coast and have a sick, thinking me and do what I did, cause your love potion. The word no was never said. Supposed to be giving women dick in the bed until they sick in the head. And if I ever leave whoever dead, they ain't tricking the feds. I'm spitting gang, but it's chicken and bread. Kicking them legs in the air like a player do. Then be little in a day or two. Afterwards, I'm a slayer crew. Now that's a pimp type shit that be low in AK and do. Wearing gray and blue. If a hoe in the holler, then you a player if you hit them ends and get the dividends. But you a pimp if you can get the same hoe to wanna freak your friends. Cause I study P-I-M-P-ology, but logically be learning these hoes biology. Obviously, well, P-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-I-O-D-
Welcome back. You're listening to Tough Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Preston, alongside my man, the CEO, Rich Martini.
How many of you are in a relationship that have a kid that the other one is not the parent?
That's definitely us.
Oh, okay. Talk about that. Now listen, listen. Listen. But here's the thing. Listen up. There's this like attack on like the family. You know what I'm saying? There's this attack on the family. And it's like, I don't want to say it's taboo, but it's an issue, you know, with dating a single mom, you know, wife and a single mom, and, you know, taking on that responsibility. Talk about that.
Taboo.
Taboo because I've been drinking and I've been smoking.
No, it's opposite. Because okay. my son is 24. He's grown.
Okay.
Oh. So there, you don't have those outside issues.
Oh, okay. Right. So that shit don't even count.
His children are young.
Oh, your children are young.
Yeah.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Even if my son was young, we would not have baby daddy issues.
Right.
So the issues come from outside,
right?
Which is not from this side,
right? No, I feel that.
It's opposite.
Yeah, that's how it be, man. You know,
that's how it be.
You know, it's, you know, it, and it, again, it's different. You know, with being a single mother and dealing with the male. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no baby daddies. Well, ain't that many baby daddies out here tripping?
What?
You see what I'm saying? They're not tripping like baby mamas.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The dads ain't tripping like the baby mamas. The baby mamas, they gonna be, ain't no dad running around trying to put you on child support.
Wait, I wanna hear that.
No. Okay.
Dang.
Because I have 2 years of call logs to the cops.
Oh, to the cops.
That's shit. Me too.
Because this mother sucker would not leave me alone. Okay. He sat here and did everything under the sun for me to be in court. You name it. Okay. So baby mamas, they ain't got nothing on that.
Mama, bitch.
Okay. It gets wild. When you have a narcissist or a controlling man that wants to sit here and dominate your life, they will use outside sources such as the courts to invoke some form of control over your life. And when you're sitting here, exactly.
Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. That's that divorce lawyer's whispering shit in.
Where's my penalty flag?
We got a flag on the field.
No flag. She was saying
y'all can't work together over there. Look, you guys are teaming up on some bullshit right there. You know.
All I'm saying is that that's real.
What baby mamas? Hey, yo, baby mamas be some bullshit. No, I'm gonna say it like that.
That's the devil in the house.
Baby mamas be on some bullshit.
Yeah,
baby daddy.
I agree.
Look.
They are not.
Wait a minute. Well,
listen, I'm gonna tell you like this, cause you know why?
I'm gonna get it away.
Because it's like this, look. The baby mama will whip the shit out of your kid, right? If that was your kid, oh hell no, you know damn well you done grab that little baby by the ear, mm-hmm. done throw a chonka mm-hmm. at him, something's gonna happen.
Facts.
Might even push him out the door real quick by accident.
You feel me?
But if a dad would it be hard on the woman's child, oh god damn Lord.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Think about that shit.
Hold up.
Oh, don't give me that shit because you just got married, man. Don't do that.
I have to speak on that.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Because in my own personal experience, right, you know, I am a, you know, newlywed. I've taken on a situation where I've come into a situation where there are kids involved. And also too, I have to treat especially the boy child, right? As if he's my own child, right? So I can't, you know, I gotta love him up the same way, right? But at the same time, I have to discipline him as if he was my son also.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you mellow
so,
out?
I mean, did I mellow out?
Yeah,
you know me.
Fuck no.
Okay.
I mean,
but it is the same way.
That kid got a short span life.
You have to, true that. But I mean, you gotta show the same love and the same discipline. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I feel you on that.
Yeah, but when we talk about baby mamas, they typically have the children, right?
True.
So what they do is they use the children as a way to keep the father's away.
You bitch.
Because they're upset about whatever. It could be
all around.
Today is gray and they wanted it to be a sunny
all
day.
Around.
And you know what? You can't see your babies.
Come on, you bitch.
Yeah.
That's typically what happens.
Yeah.
I work in daycare. Like I take care of kids. I've been doing
that.
There's not that many dads. I know she said about the dads.
Go ahead.
There's not that many dads keeping kids away from their mom. They be like, hey, take your ass over there this weekend because I need to do what I need to do.
Yes.
Some of these baby mamas, I'm gonna say y'all, they will cut their nose off to spite their face.
I 100% agree.
You wanna go have no fun?
Well, listen, we actually have a judge who's worked in family court, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. To talk about this, what's your opinion?
Everybody here is speaking from their own experience, which is legitimate and valid. But I gotta tell you, both genders are fucking crazy.
Understood. Okay.
Okay. It's not a man thing. It's not a woman thing. It's a jealous person thing. It's an insecure person thing. It's a narcissist thing. And they come in all genders.
Yes. Okay.
True. Yeah. It's your experience is the opposite gender. But as a judge, sitting there dealing with the Christmas nonsense and Super Bowl Sunday's coming up.
Right.
That's the biggest domestic violence day besides Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
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 I've never heard of
that. So, yeah. They're mad because they bet money. They don't got now to pay the groceries. They got like all these betting stuff. They're drinking. They're talking shit. So, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, Super Bowl, worst times of year for restraining orders.
Right.
But, wow. I mean, I'll say this, you know what I mean? You know,
let's be honest.
I mean, some of y'all be triggering, you know, you guys be triggering that shit though, cause you,
Hold on.
A motherfucker be pissed off at your team. And you're going, and then you come around like, baby, motherfucker, my team lost, god damn it, I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean?
Facts.
No, that's just the Raiders.
What?
Oh,
wow.
No, that's emotional immaturity. That's what that is.
When you're emotionally immature, you sit here and you do things that are immature.
I'm not saying
you know what I mean?
I did.
I didn't say you. I'm just saying, like, in general, you know what I mean?
General.
Regardless if it's male or female.
Ah.
Wrong is wrong and right is right. Straight up.
Okay, you know what I mean? Feel that.
Right. Like,
yeah, I feel that. Yeah. There's no reason a man should put hands on a woman.
I do it for the babies, okay?
I firmly believe that. You know what
Even
mean?
If my baby's dad is doing some trifling ass whatever, like, run me the baby because you have no business having it. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. Because I'm not that petty. I'm not you, baby. I'm not going to sit here and do all that.
I think going back to Keith's point, right, you know,
and I've been on both spectrums. You know, I've had custody of my kids. You know, I've had to deal with the baby mamas. I've gone above and beyond for the baby mama and still have had to deal with the bullshit. I think it's, you know, and we all have our own anecdotal, you know, experiences, right? But from what I've experienced, right, it seems like the family court particularly is skewed towards the female.
Say that shit.
No. That's inaccurate.
That's accurate.
I like my judge. My judge did me right. I was like, hell
okay,
yeah.
No, that's inaccurate. You know who they're for? The petitioner. That's who they're for. Because they're the ones that initiated
situation. But here's the thing. Most men, particularly, and I can only speak from the perspective of a black man, right? Most men, particularly black men, don't want to deal with the courts in any way, shape, or form. And here's the thing. It is messed up, right? Because I found that the courts are on my side, right? I've initiated child support. I've initiated all types of things, and the court have been on my side. But for the most part, particularly black and brown men don't want to deal with the court in any way, shape, or form. Period.
So usually,
the petitioner is the woman.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you yes. From your experience, I have to agree with you, but it's not a man thing. It's an income thing.
Okay.
Family court has a bias.
Wait a minute. Wait. Y'all need to hear this. Speak on that. Go ahead.
Family court has a bias for those in favor of those with money.
Right.
Okay. So you had an experience in court because you are a man of means. So you went in thinking you were going to be treated the way, you know, historically black men have been treated in America.
Right.
But because you're a man of means, they had to give you something they may not have wanted to the moment you walked in the door.
Okay.
Go ahead. Speak your speech.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta piggyback off of that. I just have to piggyback because I'm a man of color, but also I'm a veteran and we live in San Diego. The majority of the men who I see in that court, they're veterans and they're the bread makers. They're taking their pension. They're taking like double on top of everything. Like they walk in with their uniform.
But that's what she was saying though. They're men of means and yes. keep going.
Well, the reason they're taking that pension is because it's deferred income. Right. And it's half. So, like Eddie Murphy said, it's
hide
half.
Your money.
So,
hide your money.
So, it's just
if
about
you can work for cash, do it, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
When you were talking, I mean, when you say they favor, I thought we were talking about who gets the children. But the money is 50-50 unless you have a prenup, which someone doesn't have in this audience.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Prenup. But, yeah, so.
Up on.
So, but if you're talking about custody, I know a lot of men think, oh, women get it, but like if you're in the military, you can't, if you're deployable, if you're not home to be with the homework, you're not going to get it. So it's not because you're a man. Mm-hmm. You could be a woman on deployment and not get custody in that situation.
Right. So.
I'm talking about.
Let me ask you this then. You know what I mean? I don't want to get sidetracked because we're talking about the kids and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. You're a lawyer and it was a judge. Is it cheaper to keep her?
Yeah, depends on what state you are in the marriage. So are we at before 10 years or after 10 years, right?
That's another show.
Yeah, but 10 years. 10 years is the magic number. That's why Tom Cruise divorced Nicole Kidman at 9.
You are listening to Tough Talk Radio. We will be right back.
R.B. Money. And before we get started, I know your heart has got it. I know. Till it with that tender love. Body to body to body. Girl, anywhere, I want you there. Diving into it, making it go crazy. You could call me daddy. You could be my baby. Body to body to body. Girl, anywhere, I'll take you there. Pick you up, do it. Shiver and go crazy. You could call me daddy. You could be my baby. And before we get started,
let's unpack all that.
Your heart is guarded.
Let's unlock all that.
on a bigger and better thing.
With that and on a bigger and better thing. And before we get started,
let me get over here and get some of this R&B money. Started. Tank, what's up? It's your boy Fab. AKA ain't nothing but love and fly shit over here. I know it's hard to trust, I know it's hard to brush your shoulders off and get back to it when your heart is crushed. I promise I just wanna get that broken heart a rush. And word to this honey pack, nobody heart is us. And I get money faithfully, so it's in God we trust. And I swear that we gon' ball, don't care who guarding us. I just wanna see you shining like some Cardi buffs. Want you in that Maybach, not a party bus. But before we get it started up, before I black card it up, the real gon' help you heal, baby. I can see your guard is up. Wrong can make you strong, baby. Keep you black hearted up. I see that you the business, baby. I'm just trying to partner up.
Body to body to body. Fall like a fatty. Girl, is you ready? Diving into it. Making it go crazy. You could call me daddy. You could be my baby. Body to body to body. Girl, anywhere. I'll take you there. Make you run to it. Shiver and go crazy. You could call me daddy. You could be my baby. Before we get started, I know your heart is guarded. I know. Dealing with that tender love.
Time is right for the thing I've waited for so long. I finally got you where I want you, girl. But before that precious moment comes, we've got one more, no two more. Got a few more kisses to go.
Oh, it's 10:15. I hear knock at my door. Oh, I know that scent, Christian Dior. Well, to my surprise, the girl from next door.
Come on in, baby, get comfy. Let me make you a drink, have a seat.
And let her dress hit the floor. But wait a minute. Don't you see if you're with me, you'll spend a night of ecstasy. Doing all the dirty things your man would not do.
Oh, he wouldn't do this for you.
I guarantee he'll feel a change when he's inside of you. But wait a minute. Don't you see if you're with me, you'll spend a night of ecstasy.
So good. Stand right.
Yeah. Stuff Talk Radio, when the streets is hawking and everybody is talking. So put your earmuffs on. This is Tough Talk Radio with your host. Mr. Preston and Rich Martini.
Cause I do talk tough and I do tough things.
17 years, right?
Yeah.
What's the secret?
Wait, since what age?
Yeah, what age?
What was I? 30, I think? Yeah, I was 30.
Wreck old as hell.
Damn. Yo, I would have lied. I would have said like 17.
Appreciate you.
So talk about that, like Like, talk about some,
My wife was 22, I was 30. No, 22, 23. Cause I'm only 7 years.
Okay, Marcus Houston.
Got it!
Damn.
What does that mean? What the hell? That went left, hold on, let me unplug all these.
Don't play with me, man.
He's like, he's fucking up with that one.
That's I was hey, not a child.
Go ahead, I'm messing with you, go ahead.
Then you said what? What was the question?
Going through 17 years of marriage, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Being young, you know what I mean? Because, you know, at 30, I think we're still somewhat immature. You know
men are, anyway.
You know, somewhat. Yes. You know what I mean? Because you're more inclined to do more dumb shit at 30 than you are when you get to, like, 40, 50 years old. You know what I mean? So 30, you do some dumb shit still, you know what I mean?
Nah, I was solid. Oh, you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I don't know about y'all, but I was solid. After this.
I'm gonna say this. My man, Rack, man, I done known this man forever. You understand what I'm saying? And my man is always the one, I'm saying this to you. My man is always the one that's like, and man, I was a savage, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, he said that.
I was a savage. She know. I mean, it is what it is, and he know, right? But Rec would always be like, "Yo, man, like, what are you seeing in all these women, man? Like, I got the one, man, and man, she makes me so happy. I love going home to her, and I mean, like, I couldn't imagine my life without her." Like, yo, Rec used to say this stuff to me, and it made me want that shit for real, man. I mean, like, talk to me, bro, like, for real.
Well, you know, like, I just, you know, I, of course, you know, dated a bunch of different chicks and whatever else when I was younger and all that or whatever. But then when you find somebody solid, you gotta recognize what you got and just know that there's nothing, like, you don't need to look for nothing else when you got something solid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always gonna be somebody that might have a fatter, you know what I'm saying? Or might look, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, right? Same with, she might look at other dudes and be like, oh damn, he looks,
right. Cause it worked both ways.
Exactly.
Right.
But none of that really matters. Like, once you find somebody that's your person, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? So like,
So
you can end up dipping off, going to find that other stuff, and then you realize, oh damn.
It ain't even worth it.
Exactly.
So when you hear that, it makes, I mean, like, what are we talking about?
They're about to have another kid, man. What are you talking about? They're going to go home tonight and have another kid. Yo.
No, we are not.
No.
Look, your speech gave him, like, brownie points for, like,
man.
3 months.
Oh, she know that, though.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm fortunate enough to always hear that he's out there sharing that, so.
Right.
I know the love is there, I know the appreciation is there, and yeah.
That is dope though.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
So okay, so let me ask you this then, okay? Arguments. Conflicts. Right? He pisses you off.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I know he pisses you off. What's something that he does that pisses you off?
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
The shoes go on the shoe rack.
Shoes go on the shoe rack.
That's an awesome fight to have.
You know what I mean? So you done kicked him out of the bed over shoes?
No, I don't get kicked out of the bed now.
No? Hell no.
Okay, so then, okay. But that's a good reason though, because of you guys not arguing or arguing in the middle of a conflict. You still go and sleep in the same bed.
You got to.
Okay, that's dope. You know what I mean? That's dope because of, I know, you know what I'm saying? Not to get all sentimental, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I know when I got mad, bitch, go.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I ain't say what I'm saying. It is what it is. But you know what I mean? Like,
tough talk radio.
You know what I'm saying? Tough talk. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying,
look, she done pissed me off. I'm not getting out of my bed, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This is the king's bed. You know what I mean?
Telepathy.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I know everybody gonna get mad at me for that.
In California, what is it? 50-50? Everything is 50-50?
Dick drive his car. Not pussy.
Conflict resolution though. Yeah.
But that could be the reasons why sometimes I fail in relationship though. You know what I'm saying? Because I might have that conflict. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? But I don't. But you know what I'm saying? It is a possibility. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But how do you guys resolve that?
You know, when you find that somebody, whether you've been 17 years newly engaged or just in a relationship for 9 years, it don't matter what that person does. It don't matter what he does to piss you off. It doesn't matter if she just leaves her clothes right where she took them off at. It don't matter. You're going to forgive that person because you love that person for all the bullshit they do, and you accept that person. So that's going to ultimately lead into the bedroom where things are going to get hot and heavy, right? So love is love. You accept a person for who they are, and that's all it is, man.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm a bit of a knee freak. Pick your motherfucking clothes up.
Look, also, you don't see the birds and the bees, the tigers and the lions sitting here getting a piece of paper to solidify that I'm just with somebody. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't signify that this is set in stone. Okay, I don't know what dowry somebody fucked off in their past life. Okay, but that's the only reason.
Wait a minute. Okay, so that's good though. So that gives us a transition into our next topic is, there's people that believe in marriage. I believe in marriage, right? Me personally, when I met my wife, I was dating with that intention to meet her, right?
I knew him 2 years ago, and he was not about marriage.
That's two years. That's two years ago.
Call that on some bullshit.
But listen, when I met her, right?
Right.
I was dating right. with that intention, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it made it easy. When I found someone, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I had a rotation, right? Because.
As you should as a single man.
Right. I had a rotation.
Yeah.
But when I met this person, I didn't want to see anybody else, right?
Right.
I didn't want to be with anybody else, right?
Right.
Being with everybody else felt empty, right? Right. It felt like a waste of time.
So then you realize the weight of his words saying how you could just, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I was in one of those long relationships, right? Like a 9-year relationship. And she used to always tell me, if you know, then you know. You wouldn't be dragging me along. I met my wife and within 6 months we were married because I knew. You guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was married less than a year.
What's that one saying? Like, you could be with someone 10 years and never want to do anything with them, and then you get with somebody else, and within 6 months you end up married because guess what? You're more aligned. You're more in conjunction with that person. There's more fluidity for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And that's where you go. Sometimes God leaves you stagnant for whatever reason because we learn our own lessons at our own time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for whatever reason, we do the things we do, but only we know that. You know what I mean? So, you know, because I was married 13 years. You know what I mean? I've had boyfriends for years on end. I'm not doing it, okay? Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Right. I'm cool.
I agree. Listen, I didn't really fully grasp that and understand that until I knew. Right? So, I mean, you know, I used to always tell this other person that, especially as a man, and my wife calls me a woman hater, but as a man, I think that a man can live his life and be with a bunch of women and be fulfilled with that. Me personally, I don't think women operate that way the older that they get. I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I could be wrong.
We'll be okay being alone. Like, y'all can rotate the people and have that forever. We'll be fine not having nobody and have our books and our TV and
But would you be fine though?
Hold on. What's his one little friend? What is that?
Ooh, hey.
Bob. Ooh. His name is Bob. Battery operated boyfriend.
Oh shit! About to be my meat. Where is Bob?
And I mean,
y'all call it Bob.
What the fuck is going
shit.
On here?
Damn.
Bob's
always ready when you are.
The technology on them shit.
I was like thinking like a whole like different subject, but damn. Wow. No, that battery. What did you say? Battery operated. What?
Battery operated boyfriend.
Okay, since
Bob.
Since she went there, right? Since she went there, right?
I can't speak.
How important
how important, right, is sex in a relationship or marriage, or how important is that? And I want to start with, I want to start with the newlyweds. How important is sex in a relationship?
We do not have all of those answers at the moment, but right now it's specious.
See, we're still in the newlywed phase, you know what I'm saying?
After 4 years?
So, yeah, after 4 years, we still newlyweds right now. We still, okay. you know, learning some,
hey,
doing some
different
things.
Clap it up for that after 4 years. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we still throwing some new positions in there here and there, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
By year 17, we're gonna have a master's though, for sure. We're gonna have,
okay.
We're gonna talk about
17 years. That's just some crazy shit.
So you would say, in keeping it, okay, so let me, wait. So let me put this out there, right? Say you meet someone, you're with someone, everything is popping, everything is great. You love being with them, it's magnetic, right? But the sex is whack.
I'm out.
You gotta go.
You feel me?
Everybody agrees that you gotta go?
Oh yeah. I'm just, yeah.
You can have 10 boxes and they can check off, 9 of them. But if that 10th of the sex is whack, you gotta go. You gotta live the rest of your life like that. You know what
right?
I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Alright.
Okay. Alright. So then, for that part of it, alright. We're gonna find out. Like, we'll find out some shit. 17 years.
Oh, eight.
17 years. You done looked at this dude. 17 years. You done looked at this dude. At no point in time did you ever think this is Usher?
No, don't call me daddy. Call me Bobby.
At no point in time?
Fuck no.
No, sir.
Really?
No.
Well, first of all, I'm wrecked, homie. Are you serious?
At no point in time. Look, this is tough talk. You know what I mean? Like, look, shit. He done pissed you off and you're like, dude, fuck this dude. I don't want to have to be with this dude, but you know, you got to do the deed, because you know, I mean, that's how you guys get over shit.
Nah, let me answer that one.
Yeah,
let me say something.
And you can say plead the fifth.
No. I'm gonna answer it. I don't try to have sex with my wife if she's irritated, and I don't have sex with her if I'm irritated.
So you never had
anger sex. I don't do no angry sex.
You never had angry sex at one point in time.
I don't remember ever doing that.
But what, I know my wife, I don't do it.
The fact that you haven't done it is cool.
Wait, hold on.
The why is important. Talk to me.
Because like, it just doesn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she ain't comfortable and I'm not comfortable, I'm not doing it. We'd rather just talk and figure out what the situation is. Go to sleep cool, and then we'll do that tomorrow morning, or you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's bonding. You know, that's love. You know what I'm saying? There's no, you're not going to have no ill feel, at least us, we're not going to have any ill feelings and they want to be on each other like that.
Right.
I'm just curious, because you know what I'm saying? Because you know, sometimes you be looking at, you be mad as a, look, as a guy, come on, no bullshit. Your girl come in there, the room with some, you know what I mean, lingerie or some shit like that, but you mad as a motherfucker. She walked by you with that shit on, you know, damn well you're like,
nah. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna get over that shit.
I'm a cancer. Cause you know you so, women do that shit.
No. I don't care what she walk in the room in. I'm a cancer. Fuck her. Till I ain't mad no more.
Well, you know what? He's a Virgo. He's a Virgo, and I have walked in the room and calmed some stuff down. So
look, she's being real. Like, that's the real. Like,
angry,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So
we cool.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? That's that passionate sex. That, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, but
that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I know we'd get it out of you. You know what I mean? Pause. This is Tough Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Yo, we
be at least 10 niggas shot every week. Get out of the streets, this ain't a game, this shit not for the weak. Just say your mama the grief. Young niggas turn you to a pack, smoke you out of a leaf. Fiends shooting in her toe knuckle, she nodding asleep. I accomplished a bunch of shit that's way out of your reach, and I'm still not at my peak. Screaming on the label, all of them budgets gotta increase. My project complete. Yeah. Look, if it ain't a spade, it's a bottle of Clique. Kalamata olives inside of my Greek. You know the motto, make $1 million, repeat. Got that Donald with teeth. The money machine ringing, no wonder machine seen. And that coloring thing greenish, that brother just seems genius. They talk the most, but they haven't done anything meaningful yet. I'm at your neck, my releases is your financial threat. Substantial checks, impact for my next patch is predicted to crash the net. Look, you coming for machine and you better be at your best. Boy, you know the rules, you better clap if you flash your scat facts. You know whenever we did them shows, SK and them niggas drove. You know if he pulling up, then he coming with his pose. Nigga play with us, then bro wiping a nigga nose. His reaction is put you on a shirt, no Kenneth Cole. My nigga, I'm in the zone, reflecting on my life and where I've been as I sip Patron. And who needs a money phone? My money talking, I'm victim on. And who needs a wife when I keep that pipe? That's Mrs. Jones. Ain't nothing worse than having love for niggas with twisted souls. The ones you call your brothers, grab the shovel and dig a hole. I've seen my own family stab my back, I should've known. They say sticks and stones will break your bones. I'm sticks and stones. I wish I could pick up phones, but I know there ain't no way in hell. I think this rap, this shit is cool, and yeah, I played it well. But really, I be contemplating quitting if we stand real. But would you walk away from 50 million to be Dave Chappelle? I'd rather cry inside a yacht than an 88 DeVille. Fuck my bitch over the balcony while we was chasing whales. Private chefs, dining best, lots of major meals. But when I'm with my kids, I'm at my best, that's how I stay fulfilled. Nights in Miami, getting drunk and whipping foreigns. Just cop the New Yorkers, you still buffing up the Taurus. Stunting on you niggas, fly as fuck when I'm in orbit. Bought my mansion all in cash, you niggas fucking up your mortgage. You want the fame and glory, but don't got numbers to support it. If you don't give me my flowers, bitch, I'm coming with a florist. Your shorty ain't a groupie, she just fucked me cause I'm gorgeous. Hate when niggas kiss and tell, y'all just ain't nothing but informants. Better get real. I do this for my niggas locked up, sleeping on bed still. I do this for my niggas trapping, working on their best skills. For niggas out here stressing, heads spinning like roulette wheels. Trying to make it back to home base with snakes in the left field. And I don't know how death feels, but I tell you how success feels. I tell you what it's like to have to worry about your next meal. I tell you what it's like to know who's 100 and who's less real. I tell you what it's like. I tell you what it's like for real.
We're gonna talk about finances.
Nigga, fuck wrong with you.
He said, there you go.
No, no, wait. Wait.
Yeah, he dropped the mic. Wait. This motherfucker dropped the mic like it was fucking something he didn't talk to you like.
Go ahead, Keith. What were you saying?
What's the question?
About finances. They probably had more experiences, which is why he probably, you know.
But nah, but fuck so that. But
we are learning, like, it's
but what,
I
give,
feel
back,
like
give her the mic, give her the mic, pause. Give her the mic, pause. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you haven't actively talked about it before you got married, then you're gonna be talking about it, you know?
But that's
kind of like, we're in a learning process of that, which is probably why he's like, here, take the mic. Y'all probably got
But that's some real shit though.
I passed the mic because they've been married 17 years, so shit, they doing
But here's the thing though. Mm-hmm. When it comes to finance, just like it comes to sex, just like it comes to anything else, you gotta have those hard conversations.
Right. For real. Right? That's some real shit.
Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I can only go from my anecdotal experience when I knew that this woman, okay, like, we ain't playing no more. Like, I'm ready to lock this thing down. Like, yeah, she's the one. That, yeah. We start having hard conversations.
That's what's up.
Right? About finances. Wait. About finances. About shit that we can live with and shit that we can't live with. Right? If I'm gonna do this, because what I don't wanna do is every time we get mad, oh, I'm out of here. Right? I'm not living like that. Right. I don't want her to live like that. I don't want her to live under the fear of that. And I'm damn sure not going to live under the fear of that because I'm a good nigga. Right. And I think she's a good female. Right. So we not going to live. Listen.
Age matters.
Right.
Right.
Like not like, like
age matters.
Like,
I will say age matters.
No, for real. But I believe that. Like, we not gonna do that. Like, if we gonna be married and we gonna lock and we gonna say, okay, I do, then that's it. Me, it, us, we never part. Like, hey, that's it.
Age matters. You understand what I'm saying? Age matters.
When you say age matters, you mean what? What do you mean?
So my question,
cause at 21 years old, you were not gonna say that.
No, no doubt. No doubt.
Now, say if I'm 39 versus right. to being, you know, 20, my early 20s. Yeah. When you 20s, you like, shit, I still look good. I got some money. I'm out this motherfucker.
But that's
but
the whole thing.
You ain't trying to start over no more.
But see, you shouldn't.
So of course, you ain't going nowhere.
Then at that age, if you're not ready to make that commitment, then you shouldn't make that commitment, right?
Oh, shit, man. Half of the motherfuckers be doing it, man. Sometimes, you know, it's financial. You know what I mean? It's things that you feel in yourself. It's the vulgar in that. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm 55, hell no, I'm not leaving because baby, where we gonna go from here?
Right.
I'm 55, got a beer belly, your titties hanging down. What the? we locked in, but
see,
beer belly
hanging down. But that's the whole thing. Like in this microwave generation that we have now, people take marriage, you know, as a joke, right? If you're not ready to get married, then just stay single.
That part.
Don't get married.
Unless you're in the military, so they offer you a lot of money to get married. They do.
So who was more uncomfortable with those conversations?
What you mean?
When you and your girl were having these conversations, who was more uncomfortable with arriving at certain terms within the relationship? Because we're talking about context here, right?
I think there was a point where there were some topics that were more uncomfortable for me. And there were some topics that were more uncomfortable for her. Like I said, when she met me, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so we had some uncomfortable conversations about that. And I mean, we had uncomfortable conversations, but when I felt good with the information, then I was ready to move forward.
Felt good with the information, you were ready to move forward.
Yeah.
She's gonna fuck you up with that one. Damn, you fell right in that trap. She said, when you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I can only speak for me and I can only make decisions for me.
She did, cause they got married.
Huh? That's fair though.
Hey, guess what? She's here right now. Bring
her
over.
Yeah.
Okay. So going off, so go ahead.
Oh, 7 minutes.
I was going to say that's fair though. Because how do you move on without the other person being there?
Exactly.
In fact, you're going to continue to have, I'm sorry guys, but you're going to continue to have uncomfortable conversations.
Yes.
Because you're going to keep growing and developing and hopefully learning more. And as you learn more, you're going to want to bring that into the relationship. In fact, we both are learning new things and continue to learn and bring that in. And then we have to make decisions. You know,
so. Right. So when we're together, stop playing with me. So when we're sitting here in the context of even you're trying to have a girl or whatever, right? God damn it, I hate when I get a.
Oh damn, that's that weed. Anyway, that is a good lead. Hey, that right there is a good lead. Hey, but that's a good lead into our sponsor, one of our sponsors.
Hey.
But that's a good lead in one of our sponsors, cause you know, you high as a motherfucker right now, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to Walgreens, you know what I mean?
Walgreens.
Right here in San Diego, California, Walgreens.
Yo, Mr. Preston, you ever come across when you need to get some good weed, man? That good flower?
Don't give me no banner weed. We don't smoke that shit.
Hey. Yes, I do. I come across that all the time.
I guess it's improper to call it weed. This is a place, man. It's called Walgreens.
Yes. One of the best places in San Diego. Yes.
Yeah, anytime I go in there, man, they serve you A+, man. I feel like a superstar, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
Walgreens.
I mean, as soon as you come in the door, they greet you, ask you for your ID so you know it's no tomfoolery going on in there.
Yes, sir.
And then when you get in there, man, everybody is real courteous, man, to get you what you need.
Walgreens. One thing about going into dispensaries and shit, like some of these spots, man, I feel like they give you that backyard boogie and shit.
Right.
That shit that they just cut off the backyard.
But that's simply not possible.
Nah, that don't happen at Walgreens, man. At Walgreens, you getting A1 stuff, you know, grown from the purest mountains of Minnetonka. You know what I mean? It's going to be fire, and you're going to get what you need. You're going to get the help that you need at Walgreens.
Walgreens, man. So if you're in San Diego, man, be sure to check them out, man. Walgreens. One of the last questions, right? what drives you crazy about this gentleman right here? Like, what makes you so happy about this guy right here?
I love our story on how we met.
You love your story, huh? Okay.
I love that he shares how he feels about me with others.
What is something that drives you crazy about that person?
You know, I think she's gorgeous. I you know what I'm saying? I just love my wife.
Shoot, man, for my wife, man, for real, man. She made me want to step my game up. Okay. In every way, you know what I'm saying? So just seeing her through the day, like she be up motivated, cleaning, and I be like, well shit, like, hey, let me get up and go mow the grass. Let me, I gotta do something, you know what I'm saying? So like, just seeing her, like, she deserves better, so it made me want to give better, you know what I mean? So that kind of, to piggyback on what we were just talking about, that like, made me separate her from everybody else, you know right. what I'm saying? Like,
they were bum bitches.
Bum bitches.
That too.
So if you dated him too. Before, you're a bum you bitch. Bitch.
Damn.
You the bum bitch.
I know they're probably looking at him like, God damn, look at him now, you know? Like, they were bum
They were cool with the bare minimum. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah, I got
you know what I'm saying? I can go over there with a number 9 from Popeyes, you know what I'm saying? So, damn. I'm like, nah, man, she deserves some steak, you know, some tomahawk.
Damn,
some tomahawk money now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Look, you don't want you don't earn enough, you know, points, man. So
right.
Pass her the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I love that girl.
Booty muncher.
Anyhow, for you.
Same question for me. His heart. He's such a good person.
I can vouch for that.
Okay. Just a good person. And then for him to be my husband, you know how much better he is? You know, like, I get the best version of this good person. He's good to his friends. He's really good to his family. He's good to his kids. He's good to my family. Everybody that's my family is his family.
That's dope. Like,
he's just, and I get the best of the good person. So
that's dope. No
that's
saying.
Why I love him.
Alright, so, your situation is a bit unique, right? So you kind of got like you got three toes.
And I'm still here, so I'm just gonna say that, we have a spiritual connection. Our connection is a little.
That's what they're calling it out there.
You need that though.
That's
tell you
a
right
good
now.
Spirit
you gotta do it's that. Annoying, okay? It's irritating. To say the least. If you got somebody sitting here waking up and like, baby, your inhaler is over here on the side of whatever, and you're like, why are you in my head and how do you know I need my inhaler? First of all, that shit weird as fuck. No, it's our connection is a little more, it's different. It's not your traditional, it's weird, okay? The shit is wild.
It has to be.
Stop.
You do connect.
Just so y'all know.
She is a
Ricky man. Master, you know what I mean?
Come on.
Yeah,
what you call Reiki?
Reiki master.
Reiki.
So she do that voodoo shit.
She said Reiki.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Reiki shit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get it wrong. Don't put no voodoo curse on me and shit.
Up there. Well, you have a business. Put it out there on podcast.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Stop playing me.
God is vibe.
We're going to get right into that. But, so what drives you crazy about your man?
Is it X-rated show?
Sure. Absolutely.
We are grown.
Oh, shit.
It's X-rated, so yeah, I married the legend of Point Loma, and he's a legend for a reason.
I run this motherfucking city!
What's the reason?
You got the toe curl and shit, you know what I mean?
What's the reason?
No, I mean, that's what keeps me going, like, I call him, like, he's a 3 o'clock in the morning man. You girls know what that means, right? Okay, you know, if you're a lady, you know what 3 o'clock in the morning man means, right?
I don't know, what the fuck
that
means.
No, it means like, you don't know what that means?
Nah, yeah, what that means?
It means like, okay, they went out somewhere,
okay,
and they want to call you after the club's closed. No, he never did that to me, but what I tell him is, you're the kind of guy that if you called at 3 o'clock, no matter how pissed off I was that you wouldn't take me out with you, I would still take your call.
Oh, I got you. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Hey, you over there feeling strong. You like, yeah.
But you said that's what drives me crazy about it. I'm like, I am the, I'm like a boss lady.
Wait a minute.
I'm the boss at work.
Hold up.
I'm the boss at work.
He had 3 o'clock in the morning, man, but you made him sign a prenup though.
I had Hell yeah. Okay. I'm not stupid. Right.
Okay. She's a smart woman.
All right.
She's a smart woman. Look, she got bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Money, you know I am the boss and the at work.
Right.
But he's the kind of man that we bring out the best in each other. And that's what I love about him because I'm not the boss at home.
Right.
And that's very relaxing when you're the boss lady at work to be able to not have to be the boss at home because I trust him. He's got my back. He's my zen.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, I like that. That's what's up. That's what's up. Clap it up for that. Hey, clap it up for that. That's what's
up. And for our last couple, you know what I mean?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
How we doing?
9 years.
9 years.
What drives you still crazy about this man staying in the relationship?
Not me. This man right here. He is so supportive of my dreams. It's a big deal, man. So supportive. He's always there. We've been through a lot. And, he's my muse.
That's dope, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hey, look, I got
the muse. Right, look. Amazing, yes. Movie. Supports my dreams. I do stand-up comedy, and now I'm like wrestling or something. You know, I don't know. And he's just always there to support my crazy things, to do what I want enough. Yeah.
All right, for you?
Of course, but, you know.
Boyfriend?
Well, for me, I mean, I think, I know Gabby is the most beautiful, genuine, kind-hearted person I've ever met in my life. I love her motivation, her positivity. And, you know, when I look at her, everything else is blurry beside me. So, you know, we've been together for a while now. And there's no doubt she is
about to swoop the woman somebody off the tree. Look at that shit. Now we know why. You know what I mean?
No, she is the woman I plan to spend the most of my life with. And that will come, you know.
Well, what?
That's gonna come, so.
Pause.
Well, pause. You know,
more ways like than one, but.
Dang. Fuck me up with that one, sorry.
Anyway, I'm your host, Mr. Preston, alongside Rich Martini. You are listening to Tough Talk Radio.
Let's go.